Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Meistens, there was a story. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. It happened during the days of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. The story happened during these tefillos, on a Tainis day. Now, their minig was, in their city, that the Shliach Tzibur that davened for the Tzibur, he would daven the same way they davened in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Chachamim heard about this, they said, no, it can't be done. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were three things that were done different than the tefillahs outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Although it was the same tefillahs HaTainis, but there were still three shinuyim. First, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we answer Amen after a bracha. In the Beis HaMikdash, they answered the Baruch Hashem Kavod Malchusai Li'olam Vayed. The reason is that in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't just say Hashem's name the way we say it. We say it in the form of what's called a kinui, Aleph Dalet, followed by the Nun and the Yud. We're not allowed to say out the Yud Kei Vav Kei, but in the Beis HaMikdash they did, and therefore it required a more bekavadika response than just Amen. So that's one difference between the Beis HaMikdash and the tefillahs outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The second difference is, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael. Same is true for every bracha, according to whatever the chasim of that bracha is. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam, the Ad Ha'olam. And then they would say, the end of the bracha, Goel Yisrael. Actually, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachas, that in the first Beis HaMikdash, they would just say Min Ha'olam. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, where you had the Tzedakim that denied Tchiyas HaMesim, and they said there's only one world, so they were Moisif, Min Olam the Ad Ha'olam, to let everyone know the truth that there are two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The truth is that these first two Shinuyim, the fact that they answered Baruch Shem instead of Amen, and they didn't just say Baruch Ato Hashem, but they said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam the Ad Ha'olam, that was by all brachas, not just on a tainus. The third difference was just on the tainus. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Kehanim would blow right after the Shliach Tzibur would finish, and they would answer Amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't blow right away. After the Shliach Tzibur finished the bracha, the Shamish would repeat the nusach of the bakasha that the Shliach Tzibur had said before the Chasim. Why would the Shamish repeat the tefillah that the Shliach Tzibur just said? Well, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't just answer Amen. Rather, they answered Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Li'olam Vayed. So therefore, if the Shamish wouldn't repeat it, we wouldn't chap what the Tkiyas are referring to. We may think that Tkiyas are referring to the Baruch Shem, not to the Tefillah. And the purpose of the Tkiyah is for people to really focus on the words of the Tefillah and to think about it. And that helps the Tefillah go up to Shemayin. Okay, so now let's see our Mishnah. So now let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Maaseh, there was a story that took place. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chananya ben Teradian. She'ovar Echad, one Shliach Tzibur, who was appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur during a Tainis. So he came up to the Amid. She'ovar Lefnei HaTeva. And he did all three things like they do in the Beis HaMikdash. First, V'gomeres HaBracha Kula. He would say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Yad Ha'olam. And then Baruch Goel Yisrael. The second thing was, V'loy Anu, the Tzibur did not answer Acharav Amen. They didn't answer Amen. Rather, instead of Amen, they said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyolam Vod, the way they did in the Beis HaMikdash. And the third thing was, after they answered Baruch Shem, the Shamish said to the Kehanim, Tiku HaKehanim Tiko, prepare yourselves to blow. But they didn't blow yet, because the Shamish first repeated Hashem, who answered Avraham Avinu. The one who answered Avraham Avinu on Har Meriah, who Yana Eschem, he should answer you. V'yishman, he should hear b'koil tzakaschem, the koil of your crying out and your screaming, hayoyim hazeh. And only afterwards did the Kehanim blow the Tkiyah through a Tkiyah. And they did this by all the brachas. As the Mishnah explains, let's say by the second bracha, the bracha of Zechreinus, which is really the first of the six brachas. The Shliach Tzibur would finish the bracha of Zechreinus. He would say, Umisha Ones Aviseinu Al Yamsuf, and the whole Nusach, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. And afterwards, there would be Messiah and Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yado olam Baruch Zecher Anishkachos. The Tzibur would answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyolam V'ayad. And the Shamash would say, prepare to blow, but don't blow yet. Hariyu b'nei Aharon Hariyu. Get yourself ready to blow. But first he would repeat, Misha Ones Aviseinu Al Yamsef, Hu Yana Eschem V'yishma B'koil Tzakaschem Hayom Hazeh. That the one who answered you on the Yamsef, he should answer you now and hear your cry today. And only afterwards did the Kohanim actually blow. When this Inyan came to the Chachamim, that they were doing all three things like in the Beis HaMikdash, Amru, the Chachamim said, Loi hayinu nehagin kein. We did not conduct ourselves this way, Ella only by the tefillos that they davened, by the Harabayis. You enter from there through the east. That's how Rashi teaches this, Ella only b'shar ha-mizrach. But they would enter through the Shar HaMizrach, the eastern gate, Ubahar HaBayis. We don't do these three things, however, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. We answer Amen. And we aren't Marach. We don't extend the end of the Bracha. And as soon as we answer Amen, the Kohanim blow right away. So quickly, Chaz ring over. We learned in our Mishnah. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were three different Shinuyim in Tefillah. They didn't answer Amen. Instead, they said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyon Levoyed. And the reason for that is because they didn't just say Hashem's name the way we say Hashem's name. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and the Yud. They set out the Shem Havaya. They set out the Yud Kevavke. Because they didn't answer Baruch Shem, and afterwards came the Shofar, and it had to be clear that the Shofar was going on the Tefillah, not on the Baruch Shem. So the Chazan would repeat the last part of the Bracha before the Kehanim would blow. Rabbi Chalafta and Rechnanya ben Taradyan instituted, even throughout Eretz Yisrael, that they did these three things. Wherever the Chachamim said, Lo yayinu nehagin kein, it was not done, Ela b'shar ha-mizrach u'b'har ha-bayis. What happens when we say Baruch Ata Hashem? Does Hashem need our bracha? Rabbi Chaim Belajner explains in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim that Baruch is like from the Lashon of Brecha. Brecha is a pool. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we bring down bracha on us. The more we believe in our hearts and we say Baruch Ata Hashem, that we need Hashem to help us, so we praise Hashem. We thank Hashem that He gave us an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. We bring a greater kiddush and more schusim down upon us. But Chazal knew exactly how far we can go, how much kiddush it is shayach to generate outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and how much hashroas hashchina, how much kiddusha it is shayach to generate in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim held that outside of the Beis HaMikdash we cannot reach those levels that they were able to reach when they said a bracha standing by the Beis HaMikdash.